Mr. President, Director General Margaret Chan, fellow Ministers of Health, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. President, let me begin by congratulating you on your election to preside the 67th World Health Assembly at this important historical moment. I would like to express my profound gratitude to Dr. Margaret Chan, the Director General of the World Health Organization, for her excellent leadership and achievements. Mr. President, honorable delegates, there is nothing more gratifying to our morality than working together to fight disease, poverty, and ignorance, because these are the main obstacles for our development and human suffering. I trust that we do have the ability to overcome these obstacles once we admit our reality, face them properly, and get committed in concerting our effort for building equitable, accessible, and sustainable health programs with the aim of better and brighter future of our people. Ladies and gentlemen, it gives me a great pleasure to inform you this August assembly that Eritrea has already achieved all the three health MDGs, namely MDG 4 on child health, MDG 5 on maternal health, and MDG 6 on HIV/AIDS, malaria, and other diseases. Maternal and mortality ratio has decreased by 77.7% from that of 1991. This makes Eritrea one of the three countries who achieved MDG 5 in Africa well in advance. The consolidated efforts in health and in other sectors also led to an exceptional reduction in under-5 mortality from 150 per 1,000 live births in 1991 to below 50 per 1,000 live births at the moment. The trends in HIV/AIDS showed reversal of the infection in the general population with a prevalence of less than 1%. Our malaria control program has been cited as one of the most successful programs. Since 1999, the incidence of malaria has reduced by 90% and mortality by 85%. Eritrea has also achieved MDG targets for TB well in advance in 2011, as the incidence of TB began to reverse as early as 1990s. As we all know, the trends in life expectancy are usually taken as a resultant of trends of many other health indicators. In Eritrea, life expectancy at birth increased notably from 49 years in 1991 to 63 years at the present. Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen, now I would like to share with you some of our facts on the main factors that led to these high remarkable achievements. At the onset, soon after liberation in 1991, the Ministry of Health of the State of Eritrea tried to fully understand and analyze the then prevailing paradox that communities were underserved and the few existing health facilities were underutilized. To overcome the challenges, besides developing appropriate policies and strategies, the government was heavily engaged in constructing health infrastructure, developing human resources, and ensuring adequate and quality of medicine and other medical supplies. Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen, the main inspiration for overcoming the challenges was the potential, the political commitment of the government of Eritrea to the health of our population in general and to the primary health care in particular. The government particularly emphasized the importance of communities developing self-reliance, intersectoral approach, and partnership. As part of promoting equity and universal coverage, access to primary health care within 10 kilometer radius or less than 2 hours walk has improved from 49% to 80% at the moment. Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen, taking into account the above stated comparative advantages and the preparation underway, I am pleased to conclude my statement by stating that not only Eritrea has achieved the 3 health MDGs, but Eritrea will continue striving to achieve more during the forthcoming era of the past 2015 on the development agenda. Eritrea's achievement on health in general and that of maternal and child health in particular emanates from its belief that health is the most basic human right. I thank you all. Thank you.